我哋今日经文系嚟自希伯来书十章十九到二十五节，我哋会用启应嘅方式，首先用广东话读，再用英文读。
This morning our scripture passage is from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. We will read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
希伯来书十章十九节。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，由一位大祭司治理神的家，他要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。我们一起读第二十五节。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就当更如此。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus,
by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh.
And since we have a great priest over the house of God,
let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with the pure water.
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
Let us read verse 25 together.
Not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some,
but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May the Lord bless the readers and hearers of His word.
今日我哋有郑振源弟兄带俾我哋嘅信息系：我们不会退缩嘅第一讲。
Today, Brother Jin Chung's message is: We shall not shrink back. Part one.
Good morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Let's turn to our right and left, front and back, and say Happy Children's Day.
咁啊，仲我哋周同周围打个招呼啊，儿童日快乐。
Now, not many of us are children, but yet it is a Children's Day in Korea and Japan.
哦，咁喺日本同埋韩国咧，今日系儿童日。
We have a beautiful two children at home.
我哋屋企有两个好漂亮嘅女儿。
Sometimes,
有时
it's too much.
太过分。
When I'm typing and when I'm working on my sermon, my first one, Johanna, would knock on the door.
咁啊，当我要去打呢个今日嘅讲道嘅时候咧，咁我大女就系敲门。
Appa.
咁啊，同我讲
Korean word for father.
咁啊，韓文嘅父親嘅意思。
And until I respond to her, she would not stop.
咁啊，如果我唔應佢咧，咁佢不停咁樣叫。
And when I opened the door, I let her in, and I sit once again to work on my sermon. She slowly comes to my chair and wants to be held.
咁啊，當我同佢講我要係即係做呢個講道嘅時候咧，咁佢慢慢行埋嚟，咁啊希望咧我抱下佢。
So I end up holding her.On my left arm and on my right arm, I'll be working on my sermon.
咁咧，咁我一路就要抱住佢，一路咧就去继续打我嘅讲道。
I think this is the very image that we have in today's passage when we talk about drawing near to God.
咁當我哋今日講話嚟到神嘅面前靠近神嘅時候咧，呢頭先講嘅就係好似嗰個圖畫一樣。
As His adopted child, we draw near to God, like how Johanna draws near to me.
當我哋係被神去應養，當我哋去靠近神嘅時候咧，就好似我大女靠近我一樣。
We want His attention, so call Abba Father in our prayer.
我希望得到佢嘅注意力，所以我哋喺祈禱嘅時候咧，我哋會稱阿爸父。
We want to be held by God in His mighty arm to feel comfort and peace.
我哋希望被神嘅大能嘅手去擁抱住，讓我哋感覺到平安同埋舒服。
And I do not need to persuade all of you here that we want to be held by that mighty stretched arm that created heaven and earth in us.
我哋都知道，我哋每一個人都希望被神佢嗰個用。創造天地萬有的手去擁抱我們。
But oftentimes, new Christians and old Christians have wrong ideas of drawing near to God.
但很多時候，無論你是新基督徒、舊基督徒，我們對於被神去靠近神這件事，覺得有個錯誤的看法。
And for those who are in confusion as to how should we draw near to God, today's passage is teaching us a great lesson.
咁如果你都好困惑點樣去靠近神嘅時候咧，今日嘅講道俾我哋一個好嘅功課。
But before we begin to look at verse by verse, I want to go back to Hebrews chapter 4.
咁當我哋去今日逐節經文去睇嘅時候咧，我想翻去希伯來書第四章。
Because in today's passage, compared to Hebrews 4:14 to 16, which is the last two verses, there are about eight similarities. A combination that says the same thing in both passages.
Because today's 所講嘅經文同希伯來書第四章最尾嗰兩節經文咧，有八點係好相似嘅地方。
So Hebrews 4 in verse 14 also says, "Let us hold fast our confession."
第十四至到第十六至十四節，佢話佢哋持守所承認嘅道。
And in verse 15 to 16, it says, "Let us then, with confidence," like how Johanna is so confident that I would answer her, with that kind of confidence, childlike confidence, draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need.
十五至到十六節，佢話：所以咧，我哋只管坦然無懼嘅嚟到施恩嘅寶座前，好似個大女係唔怕，好有信心嘅嚟到我面前，咁啊，為要得到憐恤、蒙恩惠同埋做隨時嘅幫助。
And the verse 15 kind of giving us the reason or the motivation that pushes us to draw near to God. This is because we have a compassionate high priest who knows our weaknesses, sympathizes with our weaknesses, and because he himself has been in every respect tempted as we are yet without sin.
點解可以咁樣咧？係因為第十五節佢話，因為我哋嘅大祭司並非不能體恤我哋嘅軟弱，佢亦都曾凡事受過試探，與我哋一樣，只係佢冇犯罪。
And the same call to draw near to the throne of grace appears in today's passage.
而同樣嘅去呼召我哋去到神嘅施恩嘅寶座面前嘅經文，亦都喺今日嘅經文度出現。
In verse 19, therefore, brothers, here it means brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of God. That's verse 19.
第十九節佢話：弟兄們，我們因為基督耶穌嘅血得以坦然進入至聖所。
And verse 22 calls us, let us draw near.
第22節佢話：讓我哋咧有充足嘅信心嚟到神嘅面前。
Why?
點解咧
？We have to from chapter 5 all the way to chapter 10. The author of the book of Hebrews presents Jesus, the Son of God, who dealt with our sin perfectly once for all. And that's the reason.
因为由第五章到第十章，希伯来书讲到耶稣基督，佢系一个完美嘅大祭司，佢一次过就系去赎晒我哋嘅罪。
So knowing who Jesus is, the Son of God, and knowing what he has done, die for our sin, these two truths motivate us, push us to draw near to God.
所以知道耶稣基督是哪一个，是神的儿子，同埋他做了什么事在十架上面为我们的宝血赎罪，知道这样东西就让我们能够去亲近神。
And therefore the Westminster Shorter Catechism and a Larger Catechism, Confession of Faith, talks about the scriptures being a content, objective of our learning.
好似係喺短信嘅問答同埋西文之信嘅信條講到啊，呢個係我哋要學習嗰個目標。
That it is teaching what man is to believe about God.
就係話教導人要相信關於神嘅乜嘢咧？
So in that same way, Hebrews 4:10-18, the book of the Hebrews is teaching us what man is to believe, man and woman.Are to believe concerning Jesus, the Son of God, the Great High Priest.
So in 伯罗书里边就系讲到要教导我哋关于耶稣基督系一个大祭司呢个功课。
And in all that being said, Scripture also suffices in giving what duty requires of men and women.
同埋呢个圣经亦都足够嘅去讲俾我哋听，作为人我哋要所要做嘅系咪啲乜嘢？
So in those two things, we can summarize what the Holy Scripture is. One, it is teaching us what we ought to believe concerning God, right? What we know about God and what we ought to believe about God, our internal position towards God. And then it is teaching us the duties that required from us, what we ought to do after we know who God is.
所以这个圣经可以归纳做两样东西，就是说第一，我哋要知道同埋认识，要相信神嘅乜嘢？关于点样边一个先系神？第二就系话，当我哋相信神嘅时候，圣经要求我哋做嘅系啲乜嘢
？And this paradigm of knowing and then acting would continue on in chapter 10 until the end of the chapter. For instance, in verse 26, which we will see in 2 weeks, this is for if we go on sinning deliberately after receiving the knowledge of the truth.There no longer remains a sacrifice for sins.
咁跟住第十章最尾嗰度就讲到我哋要做啲乜嘢，同埋咧，如果我哋认识咗神，但系我仍然犯罪嘅时候咧，我哋就唔会得
Yes, certainly the truth of God is what sets us free from the grips of sin.
冇错，这个认识神嘅真理能够将我哋从呢个罪嘅捆绑里边释放出嚟。
But that knowing, the act of receiving that knowledge does not just come with our fulfillment of intellectuals, but it calls us to act upon what we know.
但这个知道和认识不是只是叫我们只是相信，而是我们要有行动对于我们所认识的。
And if we fail to act upon what we ought to do after we know, and here in verse 26 it says, deliberately sinning, even though you know the truth, then there is no longer remains...A sacrifice for sins. There's no forgiveness left.
但因为如果我哋知道我哋相信仍然系足以去犯罪嘅时候咧，就冇再呢个救赎喺里边。
And that's why in Hebrews 4:12 it says the word of God is a double-edged sword.
所以希伯来书四章里边讲话呢个神嘅话语系一个两刃嘅利剑。
We receive the word of God with the confession and conviction and hope for eternity, and yet there is the other side of the word that calls us to live a sanctified life.
我哋得到神嘅话语，让我哋得到拯救有永生。但系呢个两刃嘅利剑，另一边就系我哋要去有牺牲同埋有行动。
But in from chapters 5-10, Jesus is offered as the one who dealt with our sin perfectly once for all since we could not live that sanctified life.
第五章到第十章就是讲到耶稣基督为我们去付上这个代价，去过一个圣洁的生活是我们做不到的。
Jesus is the greatest high priest, and yet he is also the most humble sacrificial lamb that the world has ever seen.
耶稣基督是那个完美的大祭司，但是同样他是一个最谦卑的羔羊，这个世界可以看到。
And in his perfect submission onto the cross to die for sin, to shedding of his blood, That kind of perfect atonement sacrifice once for all is nowhere to be found in the Old Testament.
而耶稣基督在十架上面顺服写十字架上面这个完美的牺牲是在旧约圣经里面找不到的。
So there is a frequent, you've probably heard of this, frequent mentioning of the failure to cleanse our conscience by the old covenant.
所以在旧约里面经常说到、就是、不断的要去献上这个祭牲但是不能够清洗我们的良心。
Now what makes the new covenant more perfect and greater in Christ than the old is particularly the type of blood that was used to cleanse our sins.
但是在新约的里面新的约里面有什么使到这个血是比旧约更加好呢就是那种的血是能够完全的清洗我们。
In the old covenant, people of Israel in the Old Testament used a clean and pure animal of 1 year old.
在旧约圣经里面以色列人他们用一岁大的这个完美的动物。
But little did they know, because they were still in the Old Testament, there were no New Testament, there were no fuller revelation, they did not know that these old way of clean, old way of forgiving sins actually is a precursor to the once for all blood of Jesus.
在旧约的时候他们没有新约圣经没有这个完全的启示出来他们不知道用动物的血 去做这个牺牲只不过是预表耶稣基督完美的血的牺牲。
So when you are reading the Bible on your own devotion, and you often read Old Testament, right? Sometimes, and you often read New Testament. But what we ought to, how we ought to read the Bible is, we must see the continuity from the new, from the old to the new, and into eternity. That there is a continuity, and yet there is a discontinuity between the two.
咁当我哋喺读圣经或者系灵修嘅时候咧，当我哋读到旧约嘅时候，我哋要读到就系话由旧约圣经去到一新约圣经系一个延伸，并且呢个延伸咧系去到永恒嗰度。
So, one of the
但系当中呢度有一个冇延伸嘅。
One of the pastors would say, old is concealed and the new is revealed.
咁有一句经文就系话咧喺旧约系封起上嚟，而由新嘅咧就系启示出嚟。
What has been concealed in the Old Testament has been revealed in the New Testament.
咁喺旧约圣经里边所被封起嘅喺新约圣经里边咧就启示出嚟。
One of them is Jesus's once for all perfect sacrifice for all the sins of all time.
其中一样就系话耶稣基督呢个完美嘅祭牲一次过咧去清洗晒我哋嘅罪。
Only through the blood of Jesus Christ, our sins will lose its grip on us.
系只有藉住耶稣基督嘅宝血，我哋先至能够从呢个罪里边得到释放。
Imagine the history of the people of Israel in the Old Testament, and imagine how many little animals were killed to cleanse their sin. Just imagine the number of the animals that were slaughtered.
想象一下喺旧约时代，以色列人用几多年幼嘅动物去做牺牲，去清洗佢哋嘅罪。
And think of how many people, how many the numbers of the people of Israelites in the wilderness, in Egypt.And in the temple, and imagine, and the priests have to kill all these animals to sacrifice so that they may be cleansed outwardly.
你想象一下喺嗰个时代，几多嘅以色列人系要藉住呢啲嘅唔同嘅动物嘅祭牲，先至喺外在里边系被呢啲血去清洗干净。
What the old could not accomplish, however, the Son of God accomplished.On that cross for us people.
在旧约时代不能够成就的，在新约的时代，耶稣基督在十字架上边为他的子民成就了。
Do you believe that Jesus had to die and he had to shed his blood for your sin and my sin?
你是不是相信耶稣基督要为你和我的血，为你和我的罪呢，去流他的宝血呢？
By knowing this truth, does it change the way that you act and speak and think?
知道咗呢一个真理嘅时候，有冇去改变到你点样嘅谂法、点样嘅行动、点样嘅思想
？In other words, is the gospel of Jesus Christ true and real and genuine to you？
换句话讲，就系话耶稣基督呢个福音系咪对你嚟讲系真实、系真诚
？If it is，
如果系嘅话
，the following passage is for you。
以下的经文呢就是为了你的。
If it's not,
如果不是呢?
I would softly suggest and encourage you to go home and read Hebrews chapter 4 to all the way to chapter 10.
如果不是的时候，我建议你，也都鼓励你回家的时候呢，再去看一下希伯来书第四至到第十章。
Because in all that was said from Hebrews 4 to 10:18, the author of Hebrews pens his exhortation, the hortatory imperatives of three let us as such, such, such. Let us do this and let us do that.
因为在希伯来书的作者里面，他讲到三样东西，就说我让我们做什么，做什么，做什么。
And this may be discouraging to you if I say this, but if your heart is not purified, these actions of joining the fellow readers of the book, today's passage, may not produce what is pleasing to God, because your heart is not purified yet.
如果你的心是未被神的宝血洗净的时候，以这里所讲的要去做什么的时候，对你来说可能没用。
Now in verse 22, the author calls his reader to let us draw near to God.
第22节，他说，叫这个读者呢，让我们呢，来到神的面前。
And that's more of on a personal devotional level. Let us draw near to God with confidence. And here, confidence indicates a form of adoration and worship or a prayer in the New Testament context.
这里来到神的面前，好像是一个个人的层面上面，一个好像一个灵修，或者是在这个敬拜的里面呢，去到神的面前。
In verse 23, the second call is to let us hold fast the consistency, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering.
第23节那里就说，我们要去坚守，要谨守。
And lastly, in verse 24, let us hold fast, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
第24节就是说，我们要去想一下怎样可以去彼此激发爱心去行善。
Now, Hebrews 4 to Hebrews 10, those about seven chapters give us theological implications about the nature of forgiveness of sins and how it was accomplished.
第四章到第十章就是讲到在这个神学上的含义，还有去澄清了怎样我们可以做到出来。
So Jesus, the great, our great high priest, offered once for all sacrifice so that everyone who believes in his name would be saved and forgiven from their sin. But from verse 19 and onward is answering the question, so what?
之前就是第四章到第十章讲到耶稣基督是一个完美的大祭司，一次过用他的宝血清洗就是我们的罪。而由19、21节呢，就是说呢，那又怎样呢？
Okay, Pastor, I know what Jesus did. He died for my sin. I know who he is. He's the great high priest. He's a perfect sacrificial lamb. He's the son of God, the Messiah, the anointed one. We know it, so what now?
咁你话啊，牧师，我都知道啦。耶稣基督系神嘅儿子，佢为我哋写十字架上边清洗我哋嘅罪，我能够罪得到赦免。咁而家又点样呢
？And his first answer is to draw near to God.
第一个答案就系话要亲近神。
Now,You know the knowledge, right? You have the knowledge of truth. And the first thing that he's asking you to is to come before God with that knowledge.
所以你有这个知识，你知道这件事的时候，你第一样要做的就是说你要来到神的面前。
He's not asking you to go out there and evangelize, share the gospel, and advance the kingdom of God.
他不是说要你立刻就走出去，去传福音，去扩展神的国度。
The person who knows the truth about God's redemption and his son,ought to draw near to God with fellow brothers and sisters of Christ.
那个认识神的，接受了耶稣基督的，他们第一样要做的就是从其他的弟兄姊妹一起来到亲近神。
But there's a condition that the book of the today's passage gives us as how we ought to draw near to God.
那么有一个环境就是说我们怎样来到去亲近神呢？
With confidence.
就是带着信心。
Without unwavering,
是不会摇动的。
By the blood of Christ,
藉着耶稣基督的宝血。
How many of us have approached God to His throne of grace with confidence?
有几多人是坦然无惧的，带着信心的去到神的施恩宝座面前呢？
How many of you in this morning when you woke up had confidence to come and worship as a sacred assembly to glorify him, to receive his word, and to have a fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters.
有幾多人今朝一起身就係帶住信心嘅，要嚟到去同弟兄姊妹一齊去敬拜神，要得著神嘅話語。
Now here the confidence, the Hebrew word, a Greek word is used here is parousia.
咁呢度坦然無懼呢個字咧，係用希臘文係 parousia 呢個字。
Parousia, meaning it has a boldness. Attached to the sense of boldness, sense of courageousness.
这个字的意思就是一个勇敢的意思在里面。
And it also has a sense of one's freedom to do what he can.
还有呢，他有一个自由能够去做那些他做不到的事。
And in the New Testament, when you look at this word being used elsewhere, it always connects to the boldness and freedom that the believer has with his relationship with God.
咁喺新約聖經裏面通常用呢個字嘅時候咧，都會帶住一個同神嘅關係嘅裏面你有一個勇敢同埋一個自由去到神嗰度。
Not their college degree, not their annual salary amount, not their health, not their age, not their gender, but their relationship with God.
不是靠住佢赚几多钱，不是靠住佢几高嘅学识，不是靠住佢嘅性别或者其他嘢，而系靠住佢喺神嘅里边有关系。
Brothers, I pray that you may be confident in your approach to God because of the new relationship you have with Christ.
所以我祈祷你嚟到神嘅面前，进到佢嘅里边，系藉住你同神有一个新嘅关系。
And I pray every one of us in this room may not shrink back from drawing near to God.Because of what this world has to throw at us.
我哋都希望喺呢度每一个人唔系因为呢个世界周围嘅环境，以致你系进到神嘅面前嘅时候，你唔会退避。
We need to know if we were living in 3,000 years ago, before the New Testament, in the time of Old Testament, this way of approaching God was unimaginable. It's not possible.
我哋要想象一下喺旧约嘅时代，呢度所讲嘅进到神嘅施恩嘅宝座嘅面前呢样嘢系冇可能嘅。
The people of Israel, their great high priest, their high priest were allowed to enter the mercy seat once a year.
咁喺旧约嘅里边，呢个佢哋有一个大祭司，每年一次嘅进到呢个至圣所里边。
So if you're not the high priest, you wouldn't be able to go to the presence of God. Presence of God.
如果你唔系呢个大祭司嘅时候咧，你唔能够去进到神嘅面前。
And even if you were that high priest to approach.Presence of God and ask for people's forgiveness. If you had sinned that were not forgiven, if you were still sinful in your thought, words, and deeds, when you approach the throne of grace, you would not return alive. Therefore, when you enter that throne of that mercy seat, the Holy of Holies, what you do is you attach the string to their foot, so that when he is not moving, or and it has a bells too, and when there's no sound, you pull him out, knowing that he died because of sin, entering unpurified heart to the presence of God.
You mean, man?
Sorry, that was very long.
如果你系纵使你系一个大祭司，你进到呢个至圣所嘅里边，如果你嘅罪未得到赦免嘅时候咧，你唔会活住翻出嚟。所以通常咧，佢哋有条绳咧系绑住嗰个大祭司嘅脚。当佢进到呢个至圣所，咁啲人佢觉得佢冇喐到嘅时候咧，就知道佢死咗喺入边，因为佢嘅罪冇得到赦免，所以佢哋跟住就会拉翻佢出嚟。
But we have that approach in Jesus.
但系我哋喺基督嘅里边，我哋能够
，because he is the greatest high priest and our sacrifice.
因为佢系为我哋嘅牺牲，佢系做一个完美嘅大祭司。
So in that sense, we are in a better time.Than those people in the Old Testament.
所以我哋喺一个更美嘅时代，相比起旧约嘅时候。
We have the right to enter through the holy place with confidence into the presence of God because Jesus is our Lord.
所以我哋能够坦然无惧嘅进到神嘅面前，因为耶稣基督系我哋嘅主。
So in a sense, this is also an open invitation to those who believe in the name of Jesus.
所以呢个系对于嗰啲相信耶稣基督嘅名嘅人嘅一个邀请。
The distance between the Creator.The holy creator and sinful creature were so great that the distance could not be, that gap was not, cannot be removed by the creature.
这个创造主和这个受造之物，有罪的受造之物，中间那个鸿沟太大，而 以致任何受造嘅嘢都唔能够去填补。
God who wants communion and relationship with us, may that gap disappear by shedding His blood.
神就系藉住流出佢自己嘅宝血，以致能够填补咗呢个鸿沟，以致我哋同神有一个关系。
Brothers and sisters, if there was still a gap between you and God, you would not be able to draw near to God, even if you were called to.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，如果你当中仍然有呢个鸿沟嘅时候，纵使你被呼召去到，但系你都唔能够去到神嘅面前。
One verse after another in Hebrews 4 to all the way to 10:18, we are taught with the truth that that gap has been removed. So why not approach to God? Why not draw near to God?
希伯来书嘅四章到十章每一节嘅经文都讲到话呢个鸿沟咧已经被耶稣基督去填补咗。咁点解你唔去到神嘅面前咧
？I wouldn't know every thought that God would have when He sees you how you deal with things in your life。
咁我哋睇到神咧知道你去点样去应付每一日嘅事情。
But if God is love and His gracious God, then He would probably think if you were walking in the wrong pathway.If you're having the wrong thoughts or emotions, He would want you to come closer to Him.
但呢个爱呢个神
to restore you.
佢知道你喺你嘅思想、你行为上面有错嘅时候，佢希望你翻到佢嗰度，佢能够去使你去修复过嚟。
And in this day and age, we need that kind of confidence.
喺今日嘅时代，我哋需要有呢种嘅信心。
To live as a Christian.
去过一个基督徒嘅生活。
Now, the second imperative is let us hold fast.
第二个勉励就系话让我哋咧去持守。
Never mind. Let me go back to first one.
我翻去头先个点。
Because our drawing near to God have the second condition that it ought to take in our heart level, the level of our heart and our mind and our body.
咁我哋点样去到神嘅面前咧？关乎到我哋嘅心思意念同埋我哋嘅身体。
We must draw near to God with a true heart.
我哋要带住一个真诚嘅心去到神嘅面前。
A true heart is a genuine heart, a real one, as opposed to a heart that is apparent, only an apparent.
呢个真诚嘅心系相对于话一个只系表面嘅心系完全唔同。
And therefore, our drawing to God, with a true heart, is not done out of selfish motivation.But for the glory of God, it has a good purpose.
所以一个真诚嘅心咧，系有一个好嘅目的，就系要去敬拜神、荣耀神。
Draw near to God, means it's not done in a wrong manner. Our own understanding of drawing, as we read a couple weeks ago, how Saul drew near to God without waiting Samuel.It's not our own understanding of how we are to draw near to God, but in the right manner, which is with full assurance of faith.
同埋咧，要亲近神，唔系用我哋嘅自己嘅方法，我哋自己嘅推敲，就好似之前几个礼拜，我哋好似睇到扫罗用自己凭住自己嘅私意咧，要去到亲近神一样。呢个系我哋要去真正嘅认识点样先至叫亲近神。
Now, how do we get this full assurance?
咁我哋点样从上得到呢个确据咧
？This author is talking about confidence, and he's also talking about assurance, but it's a full one. And how do we get those？
呢个作者唔单止讲到呢个要有信心，同埋咧要有一个完全嘅确据。咁我哋点样得到呢个完全嘅确据咧
？In other words, how do you have your confidence in God? Personally, let me ask you, how do you have your personal confidence to approach God?
我哋想问下你，你点样有能够坦然无惧嘅去到神嘅面前咧
？How do you have full assurance of faith today at this moment when I ask you？
我今日去问你，你点样能够有呢个完全嘅确据咧
？Any takers？
有冇人想答
？It's simple，
好简单。
It's the teachings of the word，
就系藉住话语嘅教导。
It's what has been told, the truth we ought to believe.
就是讲到这个真理，教导这个真理，我们要信什么的真理。
Knowing who Christ is and what He has done for our sin, our approach to God is not an insecure one.
知道耶稣基督是哪一个，同埋他为我们所做的是什么，我们知道这样东西就能够有一个完全的信心。
it is not a doubtful one thinking when we approach God, would God deny a sinner like me?
唔係話要驚去到神嘅面前，神會唔會去拒絕我呢個罪人呢？
But it is a confidence that He would accept me in Christ.
就係話喺基督嘅裏邊，我哋知道我哋確信神會接受我哋。
And it is the confidence of full assurance of faith what He has done applies to me today.
同埋確信佢為我哋所做嘅嘢，今日係喺我哋嘅身上係有效嘅。
Now, if you can agree with me, let's move on to the next part of the verse.
我们去到下一节。
Because the blood of Jesus is sprinkled in our hearts and our bodies washed with pure water, we are confident.
因为耶稣基督的宝血清洗我们的身心，以致我们能够有这个信心。
Our bodies washed with pure water ostensibly connect to the baptism, but that's not always the case.
咁呢、这个清洗我哋嘅身体呢，好多时就会联系住讲到呢个洗礼，但系唔系成日都系咁样嘅。
It is not the baptism itself, but it is what baptism signifies and symbolizes.
唔系呢个洗礼自己嘅功有咩功效，而系呢个洗礼去表征象征咗啲乜嘢嘅印记。
And how we are washed our body, how we have not an evil conscience, but the cleansed conscience, and we have a true heart.So in summary, our approach to the throne of grace must be the work of our mind, our heart, and our body.
因为我们得到我们的身体得到洁净，我们的罪得到清洁，以致我们能够 去到神的面前，是藉着我们的心思、意念和我们的身体。
Let me be a little more practical. How do we draw near to God with our clear conscience?
那我们怎样有一个清洁的良心去到神的面前呢？
First Thessalonians 5, how do we pray unceasingly?
帖撒罗尼迦前书，我们怎样是得时不得时都要祷告呢？
It is by thinking the verses that we memorize, or we've been taught, or we've been making a meditation on, just thinking through day and night.
是藉着不断的昼夜的去思想神给我们的话语。
Instead of filling our minds with worldly thoughts,filling it with the heavenly thoughts from the word.
不是被这个世事去充斥我们的头脑，而是让神的话语是充斥在我们的脑海里面。
And that purified truth in our heart, slowly by the power of the grace, power of the Holy Spirit, moves down to our heart.
而慢慢的神藉着圣灵的大能，让这个神的话语由我们的头脑进入到我们的心里面。
But let me remind you, the distance between our heart and our mind is so great, it may take a few decades.
但是由我们的头脑进入我们的心里面，是一个可能一个很长的时间，可能是几十年的时间。
But if you have heard the truth of God, and that gives you conviction in your heart, that is a blessing.
如果你是听到神的话语，并且你的心是被触动的时候，这个是祝福。
But Christian life does not stop there.
但是耶稣基督徒的生命不是就这样停了。
Our heart would not be able to withhold everything that we know in terms of grace of God, so it overflows.
我们的心不能够完全的去承载神的恩典，所以是满溢出来。
So if the true knowledge of God illumine our minds,move its way down to our heart, then it will overflow in our action.
所以神的话语来到我们的头脑，进入到我们的心里面，然后在我们的行动里面去流露出来。
And only one person in the whole world who could do that without any problems or and that's Jesus.
而整个世界只有一个人可以这样做，就是耶稣基督。
But we have a hope.
但我们有一个盼望。
You and I have hope to be more like Christ when He returns on that day.
当耶稣基督再回来的时候，我们就会更像耶稣基督。
And that is the hope. Second, let us exhortation is dealing with the consistency of holding fast to confession, our commitment of our hope without wavering.
所以这个第二个的勉励就是坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动。
If you build your house on sand, is it a wise thing to do or is it a foolish thing to do?
将你的屋是建筑在这个沙的上面，这个是智慧的行动还是愚蠢的呢？
House built on sand cannot stand stable. It's not a stable house.
屋建喺山上边系唔稳定嘅。
But if you build your house on the rock, that is a wise thing to do. It may be hard at the beginning, but it's not shakeable. It's unshakable.
如将你嘅屋系建喺呢个磐石嘅上边嘅时候，呢个可能唔系容易开凿，但系呢间屋系唔会摇动。
Holding fast onto something that is changeable is certainly a foolish act.
坚守一啲会改变嘅嘢，呢个系好愚蠢嘅行动。
For instance, things of this world.
例如呢个世界嘅嘢。
Things that this world would chase after.
呢个世界嘅嘢随时改变。
But don't get me wrong, I think our world is a beautiful one and it was created by God. But it's not unchangeable, it's changing.
但是我承认这个世界，神所创造的世界是一个美丽的世界，但是它是会改变的。
Cosmically speaking and anthropologically speaking, our world has developed to be what it is now with various changing ideologies and changing values and many different people.
在这个世界上面和人类学上面，这个世界不断地去发展出来，以致有一个有很多不同的价值观和概念。
And these values and ideologies were human products, thus changeable.
而这些价值观和概念都是人所产生出来的物件，它们是会改变的。
But the one we have in Christ is a constant one throughout ages.
而在基督里面那个呢，是不变。
And we don't really need to look at the history to see whether Christianity is a constant or not. Of course, definitely it has been developed, but the core of message is still the same.
我们看了历史的时候，我们都知道这个基督教是有改变，但是它的中心的思想是一样。
We know our confession, our hope is a constant one, it's an unwavering one, because the latter part of verse 23, who promised our hope is a faithful one.
就是说我们的信心，我们的盼望在基督里面，这个是不变的，因为那一位 是信实的，他将这个盼望给我们。
My friends, this unwavering hope is worth holding on to.
这个不摇动的盼望是值得我们去抓紧。
This unwavering hope is worth our time, our money, our lifetime.
这个不摇动的盼望是配得我们用我们的金钱、用我们的时间、用我们整个的生命去抓紧它。
This unwavering confession of hope, the hope we are confessing, is worth putting our life upon it.
是值得我们将我们的生命去摆下去。
You may not agree with me because you see yourself wavering all the time.
你可能不会同意我，因为你会看到自己不断的摇动。
Maybe because your confession or whatever you're holding on to as your hope is a wavering one. It's not the constant one.
可能就是因为你揸紧嗰个盼望系喺嗰啲系会摇动嘅嘢里边。
Christian hope is firm.
基督徒嘅盼望系坚固嘅。
Let us not waste our minute of our life hoping for something that will break our vows.
让我哋咧唔好去花一分钟嘅时间喺嗰啲我哋随时会去破碎嘅嘢。
The last letter, the exhortation, is a bit interesting one. It's because it's different in its nature compared to the first two.
而最后一个嘅勉励同之前嗰两个系有啲唔同，因为个本质。
Verse 24 calls us for social responsibilities.
第廿四节呼召我们是在这个社交社会上面的责任。
It says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
他说又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Real genuine Christians who know who Christ is, the person, and what he has done, the work of Christ, have social responsibilities.
一个真正的基督徒，他认识耶稣基督是哪一位，和相信他所做的工作的时候，他知道他对这个社会和在社交上面有责任。
The author of Hebrews, imagine the background of the time of this writing. Christians are all scattered around because Roman persecution.
这个希伯来书所写成的时候，那个背景就是说，基督徒都是分散各地不同的地方，就是因为罗马的迫害。
they were isolated and they were distant from each other miles and miles by miles.
佢哋彼此之間咧有一個實質上嘅距離，一個佢哋喺唔同嘅地方裏邊。
But the author is calling his disseminated Christian readers, the receiver of his letter, to stir up one another to love and good works, to gather physically.
而呢個基督徒作者對於分散各地嘅基督徒，佢鼓勵佢哋要去彼此去激發愛心，勉勵行善。
And you know, at this time, the access to the Holy Scripture was very limited.
咁喺當時呢個佢哋能夠去得到聖經咧，其實唔容易。
So those who were scattered around, disseminated because of the persecution, probably did not have a frequent access to the Holy Scripture.
所以呢啲分散各地嘅基督徒，佢哋被迫害嘅關係，佢哋可能唔能夠去好容易去睇到聖經。
And let me tell you something. A Christian who's isolated without access to the Word of God is the first target of Satan.
嗰啲被同其他基督徒去分開，佢哋唔能夠得到神嘅話語嘅時候，佢哋就係撒旦攻擊嘅首要嘅目標。
A Christian who thinks that person is okay to be alone without the community of the brothers and sisters, a Christian who does not devote his time on reminding what the Scripture says, would be the first target.
嗰啲以為嗰一個人佢自己係分開，冇同其他基督徒群體一齊嘅時候，佢冇真正嘅去將呢個話語去傳俾佢，佢亦都係俾撒旦嘅攻擊對象。
Because this is what the Peter says, the Apostle Peter in First Peter, chapter 5, verse 8-11. Let me read it to you.
呢個亦都係彼得前書佢所講嘅。
Be sober-minded. This is verse 8. Be sober-minded and be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world.
在彼得前书第五章第八节，他说：务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同敲叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
Your adversary, meaning the devil,
你的敌人这个撒旦
is like a roaring lion crouching right at the door of you to devour you.
这个好像敲叫的狮子去到你的门口要去将你吞噬。
But you know the remedy that the Peter, Apostle Peter offers to that person, that Christian?
但你知唔知彼得佢俾呢啲基督徒嘅一個解決嘅方法係乜嘢咧
？It's very interesting. He says, "Know that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brothers."
佢話因為你知道你哋喺世上咧有眾弟兄，亦都係同樣經歷緊呢啲嘅苦難。
Telling isolated target of Satan, remember, your fellow brothers are experiencing the same thing, and you're not alone.
佢話：你唔係自己係單一個，而係你嘅其他嘅弟兄亦都同樣經歷緊一樣嘅嘢。
But what is more effective than hearing what other brothers would do is actually seeing them in person and hearing their testimonies in person.
去聽到其他嘅弟兄經歷緊嘅乜嘢，有乜嘢比得更加好嘅，就係話能夠去親自睇到、親自去聽到其他弟兄姊妹嘅見證。
And maybe this might.Be an opportunity for us to re-examine what kind of conversations are you having on Sundays with your brothers?
或者我哋再去谂下，我哋同其他嘅弟兄姊妹喺星期日沟通、一齐倾偈嘅时候讲啲乜嘢咧
？Subject of your small talk with your fellow brothers and sisters at church.
你喺教会里边所讲嘅题目都系讲啲乜嘢咧
？Does it stir up one another?
系咪能够彼此激发咧
？Does it stir up one another in love?And good works?
是不是能够彼此去激励彼此有爱心有行善呢
The stirring up one another in Greek word has this meaning. It's encouraging others in love.
彼此激发在这个希列文的字眼里面就是说在爱里面去鼓励。
So in today's context, as we gather, we are to stir up one another, encourage one another in love to do a good things in love.
所以在今天的经文里面就是说我们一起去聚会聚集的时候我们要在爱里面去彼此去激发彼此去勉励去行善去做好的事。
And that's what verse 25 re-emphasized, doesn't it?
所以第25节再次去再次去提醒。
Do not neglect to meet together.
他说不可停止聚会。
As is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
他说好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
The commitment to stirring up one another for love and good works, and maybe at first it might hurt to listen to that encouragement.
要去委身去彼此去激发勉励行善，首先可能会有啲嘅伤害，要去听到呢种嘅勉励。
It is a sign of a good Christian healthy community when you see sin to be able to say no.
当你见到罪以后，你系说不嘅时候，呢个系一个好嘅基督徒嘅社群嘅一个表示。
And I'm almost done, but this is something that hurts me the most when people see.Clearly, what is not right according to the scripture, you're just letting it go. You're not helping.
如果你睇到一啲嘢系圣经所所认为系错，但系你唔做任何嘅嘢去阻止嘅时候咧，呢个系使我最痛心。
Guys, if it's not one of us, if it's not us being stirring up one another, then that person will go into the world isolation.And be the target of the Satan.
如果我们不能够去这个弟兄或者姊妹去勉励他去鼓励他的时候这个人去到这个世界里面他被孤立上来这个就是撒旦的攻击的对象。
And let me challenge older members of the church.
让我们挑战教会的每一位。
Older members, you are wiser.
每一位你们更加有智慧。
You have more biblical knowledge.
你更加有这个圣经的知识。
When you see the young ones acting against the scripture, what would you do?
当你见到年轻的他所行的不是圣经所容许的，你会怎么做呢？
And I think this is evident also in PCAs around the world, PCA churches, that the leadership of the session must be a plurality and a parity of elders.
所以在长老会里面世界上所有教会的长老会里面那个带领的他们的结构是不是只是一个人去带领而是几位还有他们之间是有一个平衡。
We know how weak we can be if a brother is alone. Therefore, PCA has decided that the session or the leadership level must be three elders to make the decision, either teaching or ruling.
我们知道一个人是几咁容易是会去软弱，所以呢长老会的教会他们的领导层是最少要有三位的长老。
So Christians who know what Christ has done for our sin and who knows who he is in his person with the true heart, cleansed consciousness and washed body would stimulate, stir up one another as we draw closer to God.In love and good works.
所以一个真正相信神的人，他的心，他的良心被清洁过来，他的身体得到洁净，他就能够去彼此去鼓励，去亲近神，同埋彼此激发爱心行善。
Based on what Christ has done and who he is, we ought to order our life according to that truth.
是基于耶稣基督是哪一位，同埋他为我们所做的，我们的生命都要是围绕着这个真理。
Knowing who he is and what he has done for us, let us draw closer to God together with a true heart.
让我们是能够去用一个真诚的心去到神的面前亲近神。
With that genuine, true heart and mind and washed body, let us hold fast the unwavering hope together.
同埋让我们去紧守住这个不致摇动的盼望。
We are not to draw to God alone, but with the cloud of believers in all times and all places.
我们不是只是自己一个的去到神的面前，而是同其他如同云彩一般的见证人，这个世界上不同的基督徒一起。
A lone Christian, you have the body of Christ, other Christians whom we stir up one another, be accountable to one another, to edify, encourage, love, and provoke in love and good works.
你不是自己一个，而是你同其他的基督徒，一个基督的身体的里面，去 每一个礼拜去相聚，一起去彼此去啊互勉。
That's the church.
呢个就系教会。
And don't get me wrong, I don't have everything right.
啊，我哋可能唔系样样都啱。
So if you see me that is against the Bible or the teachings of the Scripture, you ought to speak up.
如果你见到我做一啲嘢系唔合乎圣经嘅，你都要同我讲。
But don't be too harsh.
但系唔好太过苛刻。
Do that in love.
系用爱心去行。
That church is what we are waiting for, the day that return of Christ.
这个这样的教会就是我们所盼望的，就是耶稣基督回来的日子，是这样。
As we hope all the more as you see the day drawing near, let us.
是不断的去让我们。
In that place, we will gladly worship our God together.
我们能够是彼此一起去敬拜神。
We will no longer be in doubt, but with full confidence and assurance.
我不会再有迷惑，而是有满有信心。
And there in that day, we will join our great high priest to worship together. All glory be to Christ. Let us pray.
我们就能够和一个大祭司一起去敬拜神，然后一起祈祷。
We ask you to continuously teach us by your word and spirit.
天父，求你继续用你的话语和圣灵教导我们。
That we may be a healthy church through the trials and waves of difficulties at this time.
而我们在这个时间经历不同的困难的时候，我们要成为一个健康的教会。
We ask that every one of us would not draw to one another, but draw to you.
而我们不只是彼此的去靠近，而是亲近你。
We would draw not to the person you have appointed to lead this congregation, but to you, our God.
不只是靠近那个你要去带领会众，而是靠近神你自己。
Allow us to be once again be reminded of the confidence we have in you.
提醒我们，我们在你里面有这个盼望。
And the unchangeable nature of what you have done in your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
还有在耶稣基督里面，你为我们所做的是不变的。我们奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。